Welcome to Mindset Monday by the Sales IQ Podcast. I'm your host, Luigi Prestonenzi, and I'm here to help you be the best you can be. Everyone has the potential to be the best version of themselves they can be. Sometimes things prevent us from capitalizing on that awesomeness that is sitting dormant inside of you. This podcast is about helping you unlock that potential by focusing on one thing that can help you be the very best you can be. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. That's a quote by the famous Wayne Gretzky. Why is this quote so relevant today? Because last week, I'm going to tell you a story of what happened to me last week. Last week, I participated in a cold calling challenge. It was a challenge designed to put me in the spotlight and go live, essentially live making cold calls so the world can see. Now, the process was really simple. I defined my ICP, so the ideal customer profile that I defined was mid-market tech firms in the US. I was dialing quite early. It was about 5 a.m. my time in Australia. And the buyer persona was C-level, was chief sales officer. Thought, they're the people that make decisions. I just want to talk to them. For the purpose of this contest, I wanted to hit the top line of the people that make the decisions for the product or service that I sell, right? Really simple. Now, I went into the call. The calls dropped automatically into my screen. I sat there waiting. The system itself would dial through and only send through connected calls. Calls popped up, start talking. Unfortunately, call after call, I got hung up on time and time again. However, as I continued to be hung up on, the one thing that I didn't do was react in a negative way. I can't control how the prospects engage with me. I can only control my mindset. And that is a learning that I took away and that I want you to take away from today's episode. I'm a professional. I've been there before. I've made countless calls and I've received rejection. I've received rejection in the most fiercest way, telling me to F off, hang up. Why, don't call me again. How did you get my number? All the thoughts of things. It happens. It's part of the process. Does it mean I'm a failure? No. Does it mean I'm not good at my job? No. It just means that a few calls that I made didn't get the outcome that I was expecting. And was I expecting it? Absolutely. I'm a professional. I prepare. I role play. I think about the objections they're going to put forward. I think about the outcomes that they're trying to achieve. I was well researched. I knew my buyer persona. I knew the challenges they faced. Because again, I'm a professional. I plan to succeed. But does that mean if I don't get the outcome, I've got to kick myself and say, have that negative self-talk kick in? Absolutely not. Because again, I'm a sales professional trying to be the very best I can be. And that is a message I want to get across this week, is that sometimes, no matter how much you prepare, no matter what you do to be the best you can be, there are times where the result is not in your favor. And that's okay. Can you go back and learn from the process? Absolutely. And will I do that? Absolutely. I'll go back and think about, well, how was my narrative? Was my voice, was my tone high, low enough? Fast, slow? I'll review that because that's in my control. And if I could change and improve, I will. But the reality is that process that I used last week to get those people hanging up on me is the same process that I've used previously and I still do today to get people into my pipeline. I've closed million-dollar deals using that process. Yes, I'm continuing to refine, continuing to find that 1% improvement to improve the process in which I execute on a daily basis. However, I'm not going to let one session, one call session, one time block define who I am and the skills that I have and the skills that I've learned over the past 20 years as a sales professional. And that is the message I want to get across this week. It doesn't matter what the outcome is. It doesn't matter if somebody says no. If somebody tells you, if they hang up on you, if you have a bad time with a client and you completely fuck the deal up, that's A-okay, because you've got to be in it to win it. You've got to be there to win it. And getting to the start line is half the battle. You're already successful when you're putting yourself out there. And that's what I want you to think about moving forward, is rejection is part of the process. And I don't care what any sales pro or expert tells you, that sales is no longer a numbers game. It absolutely is. And for the inbound gurus that continue to talk about inbound, you know, inbound is the pot of gold and we should completely focus on inbound. I can tell you, I work with organizations spending over $1 million a month on inbound, and I see the overall conversion metrics, and they aren't pretty. Because just because somebody inquires, it doesn't mean they have a high intent to buy. So the message this week is really, really clear. Believe in yourself. You are incredible at what you do. And just because we might have one time block, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 time blocks where we don't get the outcome, discovery meetings where we can't progress, proposals that say no or ghost us, it does not determine who we are. We are sales professionals. We plan, we prepare, we do everything we can to be the very best we can be. And sometimes you just got to accept, and you got to be empowered and embrace the fact that we aren't going to get the results that we want all the time, because that's part of the process. So if this is a message that's resonated for you or someone you know needs to hear this today, please like, rate, share it, DM them, because I do this to help you be the very best sales professional you can be.